I'm going to be reading to you today from my book, The Four Questions, A Spiritual Guide to Happiness. This particular segment is called The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is unsurpassed in all of Christian theology. It is the most widely known and most frequently quoted prayer, and its actual use exceeds all other prayers put together. The Lord's Prayer forms the only common ground for all of the Christian churches. Jesus designed this prayer with utmost care for a specific purpose. Within it is a compact formula for the development of one's soul and a guide for spiritual development. When fully understood and accepted, it can help cure the disease of addiction totally and permanently. The problem we have with the Lord's Prayer is that we rattle it off from rote memory without fully understanding what we are saying. The Bible warns against vain repetitions. Even though this is the most powerful prayer in the world, it will do no good if one doesn't fully understand its meaning. Only after we truly understand can we put the ideas into action in our daily lives. Let me present my understanding, a metaphysical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. God, your relationship to me is like a father, and by being our Father, all the others in the world are my brothers and sisters for whom I should pray as I pray for myself. Who art in heaven? You are the infinite and perfect cause of all things, and I am your manifestation to express yourself in all sorts of glorious and wonderful ways. Hallowed be thy name. Your nature is altogether good and loving, and only good and loving things can come from you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I realize it is my role to bring more of your ideas into concrete manifestation on this plane of existence, and as such, I am waiting to know your will for my life so that I can carry it out. Give us this day our daily bread. I claim all the things I require for a healthy, happy, and harmonious life, recognizing you as the source of all things, regardless of the channel you use to supply them. I know I can count on you to take care of me, and therefore, I will live in the present moment and make it as full and perfect as I can. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I sincerely and in truth now forgive everyone who has ever hurt me. I accept your forgiveness for all my prior mistakes, and forgive myself also. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I pray that I do not have to meet any temptation that is too much for my level of understanding. And if I work daily to know your will, that I will never find myself in any difficulty for which that understanding is not provided. For thine is the kingdom, the the power, and the glory forever. Whatever I am to achieve, it is from you using me as your expression, and I give you the recognition forever. Amen.